presented in Paris in the exhibition of 1837, the piece of art confirmed the remarkable place of Joséphine Sarrazin de Belmont among students trained by Henri de Valenciennes. He was a theoretician in historical landscape, but also a promoter of a fur practice based on the observations of nature. Valenciennes was also one of the first artists to discover the beauty of Brittany's coast. Many of his studies describe the surrounding of Saint-Malo. In any case, Sarrazin and Belmont traveled in the peninsula around 1835 and 1836, probably making a trip from Nantes to the Channel coast. She would stay there a few decades later, proof of her interest to Brittany. The view of Saint-Pierre-de-Léon offered an extensive panorama of the city, such as the Christ Cour, the undulation coast bordering Le Pinzé. We can recognize the Calotte Island. We can notice the artifice with a foreground closed on the right by a grove of meleagris trees. In the center of the Sarrazins, there is a group of Breton farmers. The landscape includes some proportion mistakes. Anyway, the big sky was subtly interpreted and diffused a magnificent light. The sky is close to a Mediterranean sunset than Breton. This landscape contributes to the popularity of Brittany's coast. These works give out an idyllic and peaceful vision against the tide of the romantic and more tormented vision that will often prevail a few years later.